from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, there's welcome news for drivers who use a stretch of Route 80 through New Jersey that's been plagued with sinkholes. Governor Murphy announcing the full reopening of Route 80, with all three eastbound lanes in Wharton expected to reopen on Saturday. Murphy thanked the thousands of New Jerseyans who use the road for their patients as they dealt with constant closures so crews could repair the sinkholes that have plagued the interstate since December. The last American hostage freed by Hamas is finally home after spending more than 19 months in custody. Freed in May, Tenafly resident Idan Alexander returned home Thursday to hundreds of people lining the streets of the Bergen County community. Alexander smiled and high-fived the crowd from a limo as people waved Israeli flags and welcome signs.
This is truly, you know, a miracle, and we're so thrilled for his family.
It's been really terrifying. We're waiting for him to come home, but now that he's back, I'm very happy.
Alexander had been held by Hamas for 584 days after being captured during Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7th, 2023. A South Jersey elementary school teacher accused of sexually assaulting a boy while he lived with her has been indicted by a grand jury.
Laura Karen has been indicted on the same charges she first faced in January: first-degree aggravated sexual assault and second-degree counts of sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child. The 34-year-old had a baby in 2019 while the boy she allegedly assaulted was 13. The victim and his siblings lived with the teacher in Cape May Courthouse for 4 years, as confirmed by the parents to police. The Cape May County prosecutor calls the allegations deeply disturbing. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell, with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Grammy-winning singer Chris Brown has pleaded not guilty to a charge related to a serious beating of a music producer with a bottle in a London nightclub in 2023. Prosecutors said Brown and his friend assaulted producer Abe Dia at a bar in the Tape nightclub in the swanky Mayfair neighborhood. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will this weekend be picture perfect? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So far today is living up to its expectation as one of the best weather days of the entire summer. Not as hot and not as humid as yesterday, and there's no risk of thunderstorms here. Just beautiful all around. Lots of sunshine this afternoon, staying a bit breezy. High temperatures in the seasonable lower to mid-80s. Tonight looks good, too. Partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then also pleasant tomorrow, although warmer. Highs in the upper 80s to around 90 with a mix of sun and clouds. Sunday looks hot, and humidity is going to increase quite a bit through Sunday afternoon. Blazing sunshine, highs in the lower to mid-90s. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
New Jersey weather brought to you by At Home Recreation, offering 60 months 0% financing on all swimming pools and packages. Complete pool and equipment packages from $48 per month. Swim for 5 years interest-free. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you. Right now in Rockaway 76, Franklin 78, Beach Haven 78, down in Atlantic City at the Steel Pier with Dennis and Judy, we're up to 80. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.